And ladies and gentlemen, Diana Nyad is doing it. The 64-year-old swimmer is just yards from shore. Jeremy, we're watching on PBS NewsHour link.
Which we've got at hereandnow.org, by the way. And she is just, she's very close at this point.
People are lined up to greet her. This is, of course, after swimming 100 miles from Cuba to Florida without a shark cage. Apparently, at 50 hours of swimming, she stopped, her lips and tongue swollen. She thanked boaters near her. She seems to have stopped again. She first tried this swim in 1978, didn't try it again until she was in her 60s. AARP, one of many, tweeting her progress. Bonnie Stoll is with Team Nyad. We spoke with her as Diana's team boat came toward shore.
The feeling is a feeling of ecstasy, I think, for this whole entire very well-meshed group of people on this expedition. It's just been fabulous. And a lot of us have been here before. Mm-hmm. Diana has been trying this for the last 4 summers. And we are one big team. Diana and I have been best friends for about 35 years, and that's our connection.
Yeah. So 4 failures in the past 3 years. There was another attempt in the 70s. What gets her back in?
I think she's an anomaly. I don't think there are many human beings like her, and I feel that everybody that comes in touch with Diana Nyad feels it. They feel the energy. They feel the passion she feels for most everything she does, but certainly for this swim from Cuba to Florida. She grew up in Fort Lauderdale. She used to look across the ocean and see, this is where I want to go. This is where I want to swim from. Nobody's ever done it, and that's what I want to do.
What are some of the moments in the last days when you thought, oh, my gosh, this is it? We understand she lost her swim cap. She had to wear this protective face mask to protect her from jellyfish, but we understand that really cut into her mouth and her breathing. So what are some of the things where you thought this might be it?
I don't know that I ever felt that this swim. Uh-huh. I have felt that before. And the truth is, I would say that I have felt for the last year, if this swim were humanly possible, Diana Nyad would probably already have accomplished it. That being said, I have never heard her say if. Mm-hmm. She has known that she will accomplish this.
What was it like? We understand she was wearing a full body suit along with that mask, and that she was able to take that off.
We only wear that from dusk to dawn because that's when the jellies come up.
And so how liberating to get that off.
Very. The mask kind of cut up her mouth, and it got very swollen and couldn't keep any food down for a while. So at night it was very difficult for her to have real sustenance other than liquids, and all liquids just made her keep throwing up and throwing up.
Yeah.
But she handles things like a champ, like you'd expect a champion to do, and that's what she is.
Well, we spoke to Diana Nyad after her 2011 failed attempt, and she described the mindset she's in when she gets, you know, past this 50 hours of swimming. Let's listen.
You actually are hearing your breath almost like when you listen to an ultrasound. You're hearing this. You're in this real state of sensory deprivation. Neurologists and dream experts have told me it's like being in a dream state while you're awake.
Yeah. And she also says that she sings jingles to herself and television theme songs and Beatles songs like Ticket to Ride. I'm assuming that happened this time as well.
And then she says one. Then she goes through the exact same song again, two. And she gets up to 1,000 because she knows that way in her head might be an hour and a half of swimming. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she does. She plays games with herself.
Yeah. What does she do now besides eat as whatever she wants and a long rest? What, now that this is, you know, behind her, what happens now?
Now she will continue doing her motivational speeches. She will probably, imagine, write a book. She's quite accomplished as a writer. She'll probably do a one-woman show. I have no idea. I guess we don't know what Diana's going to be doing in 3 days from now, let alone, you know, the future.
Yeah. Well, her motivational speech has just got a lot more motivational.
Thank you. That's really sweet. And I thank you for your call. She'll appreciate it, okay?
Bonnie, thanks to you.
Okay, Rob. Bye-bye.
Bonnie Stoll with Team Nyad. Diana Nyad just yards now from landing on Smathers Beach in Key West. Again, we're following it on the PBS NewsHour link. You can get to it at hereandnow.org. Jeremy, I don't know about you. I'm going to go out and swim a pond.
I just want to go to Key West now, looking at these pictures.
And people are there clustering to greet her. And congratulations to all. Back in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.